Malaysia's opposition alliance struggled to settle an ethnic dispute today after Muslim officials decided to demolish a pig slaughterhouse, angering their ethnic Chinese allies. The conflict between a conservative Islamic party and an ethnic Chinese-dominated party underscores ideological differences that could undermine the three-party People's Alliance. The alliance is the only serious challenger to the National Front coalition that has governed this country since 1957.
The alliance won control of five of Malaysia's 13 states in general elections last year. The next general elections are due by 2013. We spoke with Father Lawrence Andrew, editor of the Catholic Herald in Malaysia. He said the tensions are exaggerated and that there are some hopeful signs in the new government.
This ethnic group is basically Chinese, is basically represented in the Kedah state by just one member in the council, in the state assembly. So in a way, it is a very insignificant number for the party. Nothing is going to upset the equilibrium of the party there. Now, the question here is, this particular person finds that the demolition of the pig farm as something that's against the race. I think he's overdoing it.
Are these tensions then relatively confined to one area of the country, to the Kedah region?
People are trying to accommodate, accept and respect one another. So I would see the Kedah case is in this present climate of acceptance of one another, respect for one another, they are over-exaggerating their case. And the present Prime Minister, he is promoting a One Malaysia concept. And I think this is a good thing for us, so that we can be recognized as citizens of the one country. And the other good news is that he has just appointed a political secretary who is not a Malay and a Muslim, and who is a competent person, a professional. So the Prime Minister is moving towards a kind of a government that will receive all other races and will give them, so to say, a place under the sun.